This message is brought to you by Worship Radio 247. Please visit our website at www.worshipradio247.org, where you can find out more about us and listen to our live broadcast.
Worship Radio 247.
The Hour One Nugget on Worship Radio 247.
Welcome to the Hour One Nugget. And the Hour One Nugget is titled God Accepting Me. And today we come to part two, and I'm looking at Romans, the 10th chapter, verses 9 through 10. If you've got your Bible, it would be wonderful for you to follow with me. And I'm reading from the New Living Translation. And it says this. Paul is talking to the church in Rome, and he says, if you confess your mouth with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For it is by believing in your heart that you are made right with God. And it is by confessing with your mouth that you are saved. As the scriptures tell us, says verse 11, anyone who trusts in him will never be disgraced. Beloved, listen to those words. And this, I said this yesterday, and I'll probably say this every single day that we do this particular series. God accepting me. It's not God accepted me. Because I couldn't understand that at the first. I was thinking, I was getting God accepting me, but I thought, why accepting and not accepted? Because it's not a past thing. It's a continuous thing. God is accepting me now. God is accepting you now because of what you do, because of what you say, and because you listen to the words of the Bible. And you grab hold of those words and you say, yep, that is absolutely right. You're probably saying amen right now. If you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Isn't that amazing? Just do that for me now. Right now. Just say, Jesus is Lord. Say it again, Jesus is Lord. You know, you could be going through a living hell. You could be going through all sorts of problems. You could be going through all sorts of pain and suffering. You could be going through all sorts of concerns and worries. But just saying Jesus is Lord, confessing it with your mouth, Jesus is Lord. Look what happens to the problems. Look what happens to the issues. I'm confessing now. In the name of Jesus. Jesus is Lord. And in my heart, oh beloved, in my heart, I believe it. In my heart, it's not a belief system anymore. In my heart, it's a knowledge. I know that I know that I know that Jesus Christ is Lord. And I know that I know that I know that God raised him from the dead. I know it. And I know this. Anyone, say anyone. Anyone who trusts in the Lord Jesus will never be disgraced. Anyone who really trusts in God will never find those problems. But those problems will drift away, because when you trust and believe in God, you keep your eyes focused on Him. It seems to me I spend a lot of my time preaching these same words, keeping our eyes focused on the Lord Jesus. You see, if we focus on Him and keep our eyes well and truly on His, how can things go wrong? Because we're following the Master. We're following in His footsteps. And here's the question. But are we? Are we following in His footsteps? Or are we stepping down a different road? Are we following Him? Or are we turning our eyes to the left and the right and thinking, oh, that looks nice down there. Let's just pop down there and have a look. So we go off the track. We go wandering down this road. And suddenly we realize we're in the wrong place. You know, I was watching a program and I was really interested to watch this program. And it was about people taking cocaine in today's world. And there was a guy on there being interviewed, 62 years old. He used to be a nightclub promoter back in the 70s and in the 80s. And at 62 years old, he was still going to nightclubs and he was still taking cocaine. And he thought it was so wonderful. And you could see Satan written all over his face. I can't put it in a better way. But you could see the evilness of what this guy was doing all over his face. It was there, plain to see. And these people were talking about, oh, they spend £2,000 a month. That's about $2,500 a month, or $3,000 a month, or some were spending a lot more than that on this one drug, cocaine. And you were seeing the dealers, the people who were peddling this stuff, and you were seeing that they were saying, well, I make about £1,000 a night when I sell this stuff. Do you know what? I looked at that and I declared, I would rather be penniless. I would rather have nothing than do that. Such is how it is evil. And I thank God that that has never happened to me in my life. I thank God that my family and my friends have been protected from that. I thank God that we have been completely protected. And you know what? I'm thinking about this as I'm talking to you right now. I'm thinking about a time when I was 18, 19 years old. All my friends were getting hooked on drugs and I wanted to get hooked on drugs as well. And I tried. Beloved, I tried. But every time I went to buy some drugs, they'd always sold out. That is part of my testimony, because I know that I know that I know that because I gave my heart to the Lord Jesus when I was 6 years old, He was not going to ever let me go down that road. He was going to stop me, and He did. And I know it was Almighty God that stopped me. I know it. It's part of my testimony. It's part of what I believe and I know. Jesus is so wonderful. He is so awesome, beloved. And by saying Jesus is wonderful and saying he is awesome, we are worshiping. And that is what we need to do on a daily basis, on an hourly basis. We need to say, Jesus, you are Lord. If you are, confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord, and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. It's not you might be saved. It's not perhaps you will be saved. But it is you will be saved. And all those tiny little words that you get in your ear now and again. I know, I'm talking to someone specific right now. All those tiny little words you get in your ear, where you hear these words, do you think you're saved? Are you sure you're saved? Do you think you're saved? Of course you're saved. If you can say this, if you can confess the Lord Jesus with your mouth and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, the Bible is telling you right here, you are saved. Say it with me now. Jesus is Lord. Say it again. Jesus is Lord. And you know that God the Father raised Jesus on the third day. You know it. You know it. So, beloved, you are free. Beloved, you are saved. Beloved, when you leave this earth, you'll be going home to glory, to that place that Jesus has made especially for you. For he says in his word, I go to prepare a place for you. In my house, there are many mansions. I go to prepare a place for you. Are you hearing that? Just worship him now and say, thank you, Jesus. I want us to say this together, actually. Follow these words after me. Thank you, Jesus. For your Father is accepting me. Say it again. Thank you, Jesus, for your Father is accepting me. Lord God, say this with me. I give you my life today afresh. Come into my heart, Lord Jesus, and make me brand new. Again, I pray in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen and amen.